Hi, I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word. You know, we often use small words in our English dialect and our idiom, and we often take those words for granted. I want to give you a word today for this segment that I think when we come to the Bible, we often overlook. And again, it's a word that we often overlook in the Scriptures, and it's the word therefore. I mean, really, how many times have you read a certain scripture, a certain segment of the Bible, and you're reading, and the writer will say, therefore, and something follows that. And we skip right over the word, and we go to what we think are the meatier parts of the text. And I'm going to show you why that word is so important. The word therefore is not only a word that connects two sections of the Bible for us, but it's a word that shows consequence, and it shows conclusion. It is a word that brings about the conclusion of an argument in a series of statements. It is the word that shows us a cause and effect relationship. And there's nothing really profound about what I'm going to show you today except to illustrate a few instances where that word therefore is found to illustrate just how profound it is in the Scriptures. Let me give you this. In Matthew 7, verses 24 and 25, nearing the end of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon his rock. And the rains descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon the rock. Now we get to the illustration, we get to the parable, and we talk about the wise man building his house upon the rock, and we talk about the foolish man building his house upon the sand, and the rains come down, the floods come up, and the wise man's house stood firm on the rock, but the foolish man's house, you know, went splat because it was built upon the sand. And we forget that that original beginning of that part of the section begins with therefore. So we ask the question, well, why does he put that there? Well, notice in your Bible that in Matthew 7, 21 through 23, that Jesus says, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. He even says, many will come to me in that day and say, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name and cast out demons in thy name? In thy name have we not done many wonderful works? And he will profess to those people, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I never knew you. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, and that's when the parable starts. Notice the connection. Jesus shows us that not everybody is going to heaven, and the use of the word therefore transitions into a beautiful illustration of that very fact. In Matthew 9, 36 through 38, notice that Matthew says of the words of Jesus, but when he saw the multitudes, he's speaking of Jesus, he was moved with compassion on them because they fainted and were scattered abroad, as sheep having no shepherd. Then saith he to his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Pray ye, now watch it, therefore, the Lord of harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. We ask the question, why did Jesus send forth laborers into the harvest? Because he had compassion. He had compassion, therefore, he sent workers into the field. Do you see the connection? Do you see how beautiful the use of the word therefore is in the text? That's a beautiful word, isn't it? How about this? In Acts 2:36, having illustrated that Jesus is the fulfillment of Old Testament prophecies, Peter says, verse 36 of Acts 2, therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Look at the conclusion to that section of arguments on Jesus fulfilling Old Testament prophecy. How about Romans 6, 3 and 4? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore, this is the conclusion of that argument. We are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Or how about in James 4, verse 17? Having illustrated that it's foolish to make plans without God, James writes and says, therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. Perhaps you can do as one man said, when you run across that word therefore in the Bible, ask yourself, what is it therefore? It's a beautiful word, and that's been our word for the day. I hope it helps your Bible study. I'm David Smith, and this is In a Word.